And welcome back. That last track right there was Soft Cult with Nine Circles here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Next up, I've got Echo Astral with Beethoven, spelled B-A-E, Beethoven, off their album Pink Balloons. It's kind of like it's described as a female punk rock riot girl pick, but not before this quick PSA right here.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you're worried about floods in your street or power outages on your block, there's a good chance that your next-door neighbor is too. And if disaster strikes, people who live close by can often help each other out. So the City of Edmonton and Alberta, Canada, is working to get neighbors talking about climate change and preparing together.
It could be as simple as planting some native plants or getting an emergency preparedness kit together, collecting contact information. It might be knowing who doesn't have air conditioning and going to check in on them. It might be about sharing different resources, making sure people have water that they need.
That's Sarah Danahy of O2 Planning and Design. Her firm worked with Edmonton to create the Neighboring for Climate Toolkit. It's a deck of cards that anyone can download for free. Each card describes an action that neighbors can work on together to reduce global warming or prepare for its impacts, like planting trees or making an emergency plan. So the deck can be used as a conversation starter to help neighbors identify common concerns and interests.
The toolkit is really meant to inspire and spark that first action between neighbors to do things together.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
I can see you shifting in your seat. I can see you shifting in your seat. I can see you shifting. Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. Beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb. She knew it was me, although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she after me.
Controlling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA was Brooklyn by Alan Brothman here on CUSF 90.1 FM. Hopefully you guys didn't catch my little board slip up there. I thought the song had a little bit longer than it did. I wasn't paying attention, but it's all good. Coming down to the hour, but the end of my hour for this week. Gonna go head to my first day of class. But I want to thank you guys all for listening. If you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be back same time in the studio at 1 p.m. on Thursday for my next track, and we'll see how much time I have time for. I've got a Loma track. Here is Affinity on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy this one.